Oh, the Diet Peach Snapple debacle. Our man, Josh Spiegel, he has a discerning palate, and he knew that not only did Snapple switch to the plastic bottles from the glass, but he believes they also switched the formula of his beloved Diet Peach Snapple. Our good listener, Jason Wong, found an old glass bottle of Peach Snapple. We did a taste test. Sure enough, they tasted different. Here it is. It all goes down live on the air. The Diet Peach Snapple debacle. It's Justin Scott and Spiegel, the year-end best of.
I got to see Jason last night. Jason Wong, one of the sweetest young men, nicest smiles, walking God's green, baseball autograph collector. Look what he gave me. Look what he gave me. Ow! Okay. Let me see if I can have you hear this. Take sounds a like guess.
Sounds like a jar.
You're so close. Good ear.
Sounds glass.
You're correct.
Candle.
It's not.
Jar.
It's
bottle.
It's a bottle. There you are. Congrats. It's
hit it again. Hit it again.
There we go. Hold on. I'm going to try and hit the top of it. Here's the side. Now I'm going to hit the top. If you guess this,
cap on it.
I'll give you.
Does it have a cap on it?
It does have a cap. It does have a cap.
It's a bottle with a cap, but it doesn't sound like there's anything in the bottle.
I will tell you, it's full. It is full.
Is it a bottle? It's a bottle of. Is it a bottle of? I'm trying to think. Why? What would
on God's green? If you
give me one hint. Give me one hint,
Josh.
Josh is the. It's a bottle. It's a old school bottle of Diet Peach Snapple.
I'm gonna give it to you. Glorious. It's not Diet Peach Snapple, but it's an old school bottle of Snapple.
Let me see. Hold it up.
Here we go. I'm gonna hold it up to you. Look at that. There we are.
What kind is it?
It is cranberry raspberry. Snapple juice drink made from the best stuff on earth.
And see, now here's the thing about Snapple, and I don't want to one up you or big time Jason Wong here. But when I was growing up on Long Island, the Snapple's headquarters was right across from the Nassau Coliseum and right by Hofstra, which was about 20 minutes from my house.
Yeah, yeah.
So Snapple kind of came up first in the New York area. I remember, the old school bottles.
Now, I can't remember those. Hold on.
They were even, different than that. It had, the top was, really, I remember the clear root beer. Do you remember when they had clear root beer?
No.
Snapple had sodas, and they would have clear root beer, and they would have all these. But the top was, very, that's, a wide mouth cap. The caps were really small, and the bottles were shaped differently.
Give me a year to search. What was a year? I keep searching old Snapple bottle, and this is the bottle that Google Images wants to show me. I know that trash new plastic.
Maybe original.
Let me try original. And there's a reason I bring this up, but I'm going to tell you in a second how old it is.
The bottle.
Oh, did it have a paper wrapper around the top?
Let me see.
Because I found an old Snapple bottle, and it had you know the way Tito's has that little bib, that paper bib that everyone immediately throws away? Tito's, save yourself some money. Get rid of the bib. We just throw it away. There's the Snapple lady. Look at her.
Remember the Snapple lady?
Snapple lady. I remember them pitching this stuff, too. This was a healthy drink alternative.
Made from the best stuff on earth.
Don't have a soda. Don't have juice. Have a Snapple. And then you look at it, and you're like, this is as bad as a Mountain Dew. Maybe I'm looking at it here. But anyways, we got talking about this a ways back because Josh loves Diet Peach Snapple, and they changed the bottle. The formula tastes different. I went to a Snapple Reddit fan page. People confirmed it. There's just something about glass versus plastic to where it just doesn't have the same flavor. Now, let me read to you what's on the side of this bottle. The What's Your Story contest. Your story on TV. Submit your tale to tell, and Snapple will tell it on a major television network. Contest ends July 30th, 2002.
That's that old?
It's a 20-year-old bottle of Snapple.
Wow.
That Jason found.
I would have never guessed.
20 years old. And it's still, the top hasn't been popped.
Can you push the top in? Like,
no, it has yet to be popped.
It still has the seat, like the vacuum seal.
Do I drink this? Do I wait for Josh just to let him hear it? It's even still got, let me hear if you can hear it. It's got the plastic wrapper around the metal cap. You have to peel the plastic off and then you pop the top.
Do I drink this
or do I wait for Josh to hear? Because I want him to hear that cap.
No, you got to, first of all, you got to wait for Josh to come in.
Yeah.
Or whatever, come on the show. And then he's obviously not going to drink it unless he wants it as a souvenir.
Jason
which
did
I doubt
say
he will.
He has multiple bottles. Jason found one. What was with the clear soda phase for like 2 years in America? For whatever reason, we thought clear sodas, like, oh, that's been the problem with Pepsi and Coke and Tab and various root beers, that now that they're clear, oh, it's like drinking a multivitamin.
Yeah, I think it was just less artificial stuff in it.
It's like one ingredient less. Let me read the facts on this bad boy. Total sugars, 27 grams per serving, 2 servings per container. So that is 54 grams of sugar in the best stuff on earth, made from 5% juice for a grand total of 29 carbs per serving. So, yeah, 58 carbs per bottle. No one's drinking half a bottle and be like, that's one serving. I'll save the rest for tomorrow. No, you're crushing the whole thing on the car ride home from the methadone clinic. Cranberry raspberry. That's a 90s ass looking logo, too, even though it's 2002. God, that is a no assembly required in this splash graphic. Wow. Jason, thank you, pal. I'm going to wait till Josh is on. I want him to hear the pop of the top, and I'll read the Snapple fact for you.
Whoa, look at this bottle. Are you nervous at all?
Nah, I'm okay. I think if it was something like, I don't know, like a protein, or if it was a seafood, it was like canned tuna. Or like imitation crab meat or something like that.
Oh.
Maybe I'd be concerned. Snapple. I mean, the amount of preservatives.
I guess. Like I was going to say, can it have turned? Like maybe it has turned or something, or maybe it's going to be.
I don't know. Maybe
if it were to be off, it would be off in what way? You think it'll be like vinegary?
Yeah, I would.
What flavor is it?
It gets sour. Any more than anything, right. It'd probably get very sour. Cranberry raspberry. Like when the original Xbox came out, God, when did the thing come out? There was a 2002. So a couple years later, Mountain Dew comes out with this limited edition Halo video game flavored Game Fuel soda. I never tried it. I saw it in the case. It came and went as promotional items do. And apparently it was a mega hit amongst Halo fans and Mountain Dew fans and type 2 diabetics. And I saw a video of a guy from YouTube who got a bottle off eBay and he found a bottle of this stuff and it was like 16, 17 years old. And he cracked it open and he took a sip and he's like, it's like I just bought this stuff off the shelf at a Heinz. Said it was nothing different. And it was clear too. So light could get into it. It also depends on where you store it. Jason's a clean fella, lovely home.
So that is a 20-year-old bottle of Snapple.
Yep.
How did he get it? Where did he get it?
I don't know. I didn't ask him. He and I left an event last night together, gave each other a big smooch, and he said, hey, come here, I got something for you. And he always gives good gifts, including hugs, Jason. Happy National Hug Day. And he popped open his car, and he handed this to me because he heard the thing about Josh being hot about the new bottle. So I got this. So maybe we'll wait for a little bit. Maybe 9:20. We can kind of let.
Well,
our
hair I guess
down.
They're all plastic now, right? So that in and of itself is. A glass bottle of Snapple is no more.
There was nothing worse. You got your $3. You go into the store. You mowed a lawn. You got an allowance. You bought a king size whatever. You bought a smaller whatever for later. You bought a glass bottle soda. Oh, I can't wait to get. Oh. I remember dropping I think it was called Nehi, N-E-H-I, Nehi grape soda. My grandmother gave me money for it. I dropped it out front of the Highs. And I you would have thought my world came to an end. And plastic bottles, the son of a bitch is going to bounce. It's maybe going to spill a little bit, but you can reach down, dust it off, and pick it up.